from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. We are live from St. John Fisher University. Buffalo Bills training camp. Another session in the books. It's not often we have a future Hall of Famer joining us here in the Sports Bar. Vaughn Miller is making his first visit in the Sports Bar. How are you today, Vaughn?
Howdy, guys. I appreciate you for having me. Yeah, it's the dog days of camp, but we're loving it for sure.
Yeah. So, Vaughn, are you back to feeling like Vaughn Miller?
Are you tired of answering that question?
I mean, I always felt like Vaughn. But as far as, you know, health-wise, I'm feeling better. I'm not thinking about my knee all the time, able to move and do all the things that I normally would. It's just back to focusing on football, not necessarily rehab of getting my knee healthier.
Talk about that a little bit, because everybody says when you have that kind of an injury, there's a mental component to it as well. You've been through it. You have a teammate playing behind you, Matt Milano, who's going through it this year as well. How much does that factor into your ability to play and recover from that injury?
Yeah, that's just part of it, man. And, you know, I love playing football. And, you know, I'm a historian of the game. And, you know, injuries like these, they happen. You know, to all the great players. If you look at all the Hall of Fame, we had the Hall of Fame ceremony this last past weekend. If you look at it, all of those players that are in the Hall of Fame have had some type of season-ending injury or had some type of adversity that they had to overcome on the field. And that comes with it when you play a long time in a football, 14 years playing a child's game. And, you know, you just kind of surrender to the outcome and understand that, you know, you're not really in control. And I would love to go out there fresh off of ACL and have 14 sacks like I did my fourth year in the league, but, you know, that just didn't happen for me. And I was able to be patient and really have a new appreciation for the game, not getting any sacks, making 3 tackles for the whole season. You know, I'm my biggest critic, and I know I can play better than that, and I know I can play at a healthier Vaughn, can do way much more than that. I don't think that they could have kept me off the field last year. I think if I could play at any capacity, you know, I wanted to be out there, and that's what there was last year. And, you know, a year removed from that and being a whole lot healthier and going through a off season where I'm not just doing rehab and OTAs and really just focusing on football, I think it'll pay off for me this season.
Yeah, it's a new season. Vaughn Miller, our guest, 2024. It's actually a game week here. We got the Bears coming up on Saturday. Vaughn, do you need any work here in the preseason?
I'm all for whatever coach wants, man. I'm a coach's dream. I'm not gonna fight him. I'm not gonna fight him on that. But I practice extremely hard, you know. The more years that I play in this league, I understand how valuable practice is. I practice harder now than I ever practiced when I was younger, running to the ball and doing all the extra stuff. Those are things that I never did when I was young. And I practice harder now the older that I get. And every situation that we have out there, whether it's one-on-ones or whether it's third down or whether it's first and second, any situation that I'm in, I put myself in the game. That's the only way I know how to look at it. It doesn't feel like practice to me. It feels like, you know, live bullets, and I just practice that. So whenever it is for real, you know, I can execute in a way where I'm comfortable and I'm used to it. So if it's I don't think putting on shoulder pads or putting on a game jersey will make it even any more real for me in the stadium. Like, I practice extremely hard, and I attack situations like they're for real. So, like I said before, but if coach wants me to play, I'll play whatever they want. It's only so much tread that I got in these tires, too. You don't want to spin it during the preseason, for sure.
Well, Vaughn, through the years and hearing you speak and talking to you right now, you know, you're an optimistic guy. I want to kind of go back to the root of where that stems from. Where did that come from for you?
I think being a 205-pound defensive end going into Texas A&M, I think that's what you got to have. You know, I that's the only way I know how to look at life, whether it's on the field or off the football field. You know, I look at best case scenario. I'm not the negative self-talk guy. I don't talk negative to make positive things happen. I see best case scenario, and that's what I aim for. And if that hits for me, great. And if it doesn't, it's going to be somewhere close to that. And, you know, referring to last year, I wanted to go in and I wanted to play and I wanted to have 15 sacks and do all of those wonderful things, but, you know, that just didn't happen for me. And I'm my biggest critic, and, you know, I came here to deliver and close games, and, you know, that's still on my plate, and I still hold that to a high standard, and that's my job, and, you know, I want to get that job done. I want to see that job through, and I've attacked this offseason like that. I've attacked my rehab like that, and the next chance I get, that's what's going to be on my mind every single time I'm on that football field.
Yeah, Vaughn, what can help you and help the team? The defensive line, your teammates there. Give us kind of an overview of what you're seeing so far with a lot of guys returning and also like a newcomer in Dwayne Smoot.
What's so great about the NFL is that you have turnover each and every year. You know, the salary cap is just an undefeated monster in this league, and that's what keeps our league competitive. If you look at the stats of the league last year, I think 90% of games were decided in the fourth quarter. And I think another high percentage of that was the game was decided within 7 points or less. So the NFL is extremely competitive. Any team can win, and that's because of the turnover that you have and the new guys coming in and the old guys coming out and old guys going to other teams. And you got to rebuild each and every year, and it's not the same each and every year. And that's what keeps this game competitive. You got drafts coming in. You got the draftees and the rookies coming in, and it just keeps everything fresh and new and competitive. And that's what has happened to us. And you got to have great coaches. You got to have great leadership on the team, you know, to be able to keep the standard what it is and not let the standard fall. And that's exactly what we have here.
Vaughn, you got guys out there competing for their jobs at this stage of camp. Things get a little bit heated. We got a little chippy today. We saw Andy leave the field. Notice Josh doing a little bit more chirping at the end of that skirmish there. Is he, from what you notice, is he more vocal? Have you seen or heard him more vocal this year at camp?
I don't think he's been more vocal or less vocal. I think what makes Josh great is he's Josh. You know, he's not going to let the situation be bigger than what it is, and he's not going to let, you know, small situations be smaller than what it is. He attacks each and every day like Josh Allen, and he's the leader of this football team. He's the leader of Western New York. You know, he's the savior here. He's Superman here. He's like Captain America here, and, you know, he holds that standard to a high regard, and, you know, he wants to win games, and he wants to lead the football team, and whenever you see a guy leading in that way, me being on defense, I'm like, hey, wait, it wasn't intentional, but at the same time, you know, he's a leader, and, you know, it doesn't matter if it's our defense, other team's defense, he's going to be that same Josh. And again, we've seen him do that in real games as well. So it's just Josh Allen, man, and I love being his teammate for sure.
Yeah, Vaughn Miller, our guest here. You've been on a championship team in Denver with the Rams. Loaded question. Well, like, what do you think has to happen here to get Buffalo in that position, Vaughn?
You know, all those teams, you got to have a great quarterback. You know, this league revolves around, you know, quarterback play. And secondly, you got to have great defense. And we have the makings of both of those things. Got to be able to create the short field. It doesn't matter if we have, you know, big-time receivers or big-time safeties or big-time players. It's all about playing as one. It's all about playing complementary football, and we have the guys to do that. Defensive line is the tip of the spear. I think Greg Rousseau is going to have a huge year. I think A.J. Epenesa is going to have a huge year. Ed Oliver is our shooter. You know, I can expect double-digit sacks from Ed. He's been close this year. And I think it's his time to shine. You know, he's ready to go. He's ready to be a premier defensive tackle in this league, and he's attacked this offseason and this training camp like that. So defensive line is the tip of the spear. We got Matt Milano back and TB. Those are Chiefs inside. Secondary, we're able to lock down anybody with Christian Benford and Rasul Douglas. And, you know, our safety's a little bit banged up, but we'll get the guys ready to go. T-Rap has been on a Super Bowl team as well. We played together with the Rams. He knows the standard. He knows what it takes to win games. And we're going to be solid on defense. And as long as we can get short fields back, and if we can lead, you know, the league in takeaways, be top five in takeaways, you know, we'll be able to create a short field for Josh and give him, you know, multiple chances on shots on goal. And It's Josh Allen. He's going to put it in there. He's going to come through. We just got to give him a shot.
Vaughn, you mentioned AJ. You mentioned Greg. You've been here through part of their development, the early stages of their career. Do you consider yourself a mentor to those guys? And how much does their success mean to you as a teammate and as somebody that's been alongside them?
I mean, I wouldn't say a mentor, man. I'm not trying to show them anything. I just like to be that voice on their shoulder, man. I like to be that you know, that consultant. You know, I speak the same language as them. You know, I'm watching them through the same lens. If I were Greg Rousseau, if I were AJ Epenesa, I'm not watching them like Von Miller on what I would do. I try to put myself in their shoes, and I try to attack it in that way and really coach them up on how to be the best versions of themselves. So I wouldn't call it a mentor. I'm not, you know, telling them things that I would do. I just try to be a voice on their shoulder and just give them that assurance that, you know, that whatever they want to do, just go do it. You know, their confidence. Really just try to build up their confidence, and that's really been my role, especially these last 2 years. And that's not just for AJ and Greg, that's for all the guys in the defensive line room, even the coaches, just to, you know, give them that assurance on, you know, whatever they want to do, I'm riding with them 100%, and I got their back on whatever choice they make. And, you know, like I said before, the defensive line is the tip of the spear, and if we can have a great year, I think the team will follow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Vaughn, you mentioned how you're a historian of the game, and we're coming off the weekend where we had the Hall of Fame ceremonies. Do you ever allow yourself to think what that might be like someday?
I mean, I think four Hall of Fame ceremonies. I saw Champ Bailey go in, Mr. B, DeMarcus Ware, and Peyton Manning. So
nice.
I think actually being there and you can just feel the energy on what it takes to become a Hall of Famer. And, you know, I just reflect not only in my career but all of their careers and what they did to make them Hall of Famers. And, you know, I'm still playing football now, so it's not – about that for me right now, but whenever I'm there and can, you know, you can't help to think about it. And right here, I'm still trying to build. I'm still trying to add to my legacy. I'm still trying to win Super Bowls, and I'm still trying to solidify my Hall of Fame application. And, you know, that's where my mindset is at now. I still got a lot of sacks to get. You know, each and every sack that I get, I'm able to pass another Hall of Famer. Dwight Freeney had, I think, 125 sacks. I'm at 123, so that's another great that I'll be able to pass just by doing my job and doing my job for the Buffalo Bills. So I'm focused on doing my job, and all the other stuff will happen for me when it's due time.
Vaughn, we also hear about players who struggle after their playing days are done. We've heard you say that you'd like to be a GM someday. What do you allow yourself to look like? What does the game look like? What does life look like for you after the game?
You know, I thought about this some, but not much, man. I'm still trying to be the best football player I can be, but I can imagine it raising chickens. I got a chicken farm in Austin, Texas, Greener Pastures. Chicken is non-GMO, humanely raised, USDA certified Texan. All the certifications that you want are the high quality birds. We have that, and I can see myself doing that as well. I always have a passion for football and building great teams and finding great players. That'll always be there. And if I get an opportunity to do that, that'd be something that I would love to do. But right now, it's all about winning Super Bowls and trying to be the best football player that I can be.
Last one, Von. Von's vision. Tell everybody about that and how that all got started.
I've always had glasses issues and eye issues my whole entire life, and this is just my way to give back to the community that has given so much to me. I didn't want to have a football camp or something that was cliche. I wanted to have a foundation or a charity that was me, and started Von's Vision back in 2012. And, you know, to this day, we've been able to help, I think, over 40,000 kids and raise a whole bunch of money to put glasses and contacts and give kids eye exams that they need to be their best versions of themselves in the classroom. So all about giving back, all about raising chickens, all about finding the next best talent. And, you know, I appreciate you guys for having me.
Yeah, Von, thank you for making time for us, man. And stay healthy this season.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Stopping by the sports bar right after practice earlier today here on the Fan Rochester.
Yeah, as I'm going to continue to say this, people ask, what should we expect of Von Miller? I'm going to give you my honest answer. I don't know. I really don't know. But if you're thinking this is going to be the Von old we got a game plan for, I don't think that would be the case. I think if I had a pinpoint an expectation, danger would be third down, can make some plays, and is going to come up a few key times this season. I think that's reasonable.
Five sacks. Can we live with five sacks? Is that lower than people are expecting?
It's funny how he knew exactly, which great competitors are always doing this. They're measuring themselves to others. He knew exactly how many Freeney had, how many he's away from Freeney, and hey, if Freeney's going into the hall.
Five sacks gets him past Freeney, right?
Yeah.
He's only a few behind Freeney.
Listen, if Von Miller didn't play another down, he's in the Hall of Fame. Like,
agreed.
Two Super Bowls. You realize there's only two guys that have played this game that have been in multiple Super Bowls. And in multiple Super Bowls, they've had multiple sacks.
Von Miller.
Von Miller's one. Mm-hmm. And Giant fans know the other. Justin Tuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was good.
Oh, man, that was a treat having Von Miller here join us after practice today and learn a little bit more about how he's feeling. Because everybody knows, how's Von Miller look? I mean, there's some days where Von Miller looks like Von Miller. Like, you hear players say it. It's one thing to hear them say it. It's another thing to see it with your own eyes. And there have been moments at practice. It is practice, but there have been moments where Von Miller does indeed look like Von Miller. And Von Miller, you know, being as open and candid with us as he's been throughout the entirety of camp here and just saying, hey, look, last year, I'm a competitor. I wanted to be out there, and I probably shouldn't have put myself out there. But here we are, another year removed from that ACL injury, and looks like the mental hurdles are out of the way for Von Miller. He's going to go out there and ball this year.
Yeah, and I appreciate Von Miller not strangling me or, you know, coming over and after I asked him, how's Von doing at the beginning there?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's heard that question.
I haven't heard that once or twice.
He's probably heard that question a couple of times. Well, that was really fun, and if you missed any of that, we'll make sure we get it on demand for you. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can find the Sports Bar. Look for us in the free-to-download Odyssey app. Search us out in Apple Podcasts as well, Spotify, anywhere you get your shows. And while you're digging around and looking for more content, maybe we suggest humbly the Fan Rochester on YouTube. Our stream is up on Twitch as well. We're posting our videos on our YouTube channel, our conversations, and you can always find us in the free to download Odyssey app with Rewind. You can listen to any part of the show you may have missed for the next 72 hours, and we're on your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan.
Yeah, as we've got a lot more coming up in the show. Thad Brown, News 8 will be stopping by, Atlanta Getzenberg, ESPN.com, and starting to settle in, Danger. Like, today was the first day he showed up, and maybe it was because the fans weren't here, but now you're starting to, okay, it's beginning to wind down,
uh-huh.
Fisher, yeah.
It is winding down. You've got your first preseason game coming up on Saturday, obviously. And next week is going to get a little crazy as well for anybody that covers the team, going to Pittsburgh for a joint practice on Thursday, a week from Thursday, before that preseason matchup in Pittsburgh coming up a week from Saturday. So, yeah, the preseason will be underway, and the next thing you know, we'll be ready for week one. We'll continue to cover the team as closely as we can here from St. John Fisher University here for the rest of the week, just so you know the schedule. Tomorrow, a day off, before Wednesday and Thursday's morning practices wrap up camp here at St. John Fisher College with the Buffalo Bills. What order do we want to go? Do we want to go Atlanta next? Or do we want to go Thad next?
Flip a coin there, bud.
All right, we'll talk to Elena Getzenberg, ESPN, next on the Fan Rochester. We learned with our conversation with her earlier, Elena, today I learned Elena's a psycho. Okay.
What?
You don't, in the middle of training camp, you don't schedule major life changes like, I don't know, a move? Well, that's what Elena did with her day off on Saturday before coming back here for practice yesterday. We'll catch up with Elena Getzenberg, get her overall thoughts on camp up to this point, covering the Bills for ESPN's NFL Nation, and stopping by the Sports Bar next on the...
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.